And now, the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute, brought to you by Idaho's agricultural community.
Expanding ag export access, one market at a time. That's coming up on the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Idaho's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, this past January offers examples how multiplying market access opportunities for our nation's food and ag goods is several times a one market, one commodity approach. Here's Rod Bain with the U.S. Trade Representative's Office.
It all adds up. A specific U.S. food and farm commodity gaining or expanding access in an export market times several such examples. The result? Increased economic opportunities for our nation's ag sector. That's according to the U.S. Trade Representative's Office Chief Ag Negotiator Doug McCaleb, who provides as examples from this past January alone.
We've gotten market access into Ghana for U.S. meat products. We've gotten access into Honduras for chicken products. China has approved 6 new GE products for sale in China. And India has reduced its tariff on pecans and eliminated its tariff on industrial ethanol, as well as a few other products.
The ambassador adds he expects efforts to improve ag trade opportunities to continue at an aggressive pace.
You keep that track record up, keep the gas pedal to the floor, and farmers begin to see and feel a difference in the marketplace.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
I'm Neil Larson, and thank you for joining us today. This has been the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute.